Chapter 3. Get the Money Before They Screw You. When Shirley Polakoff wrote the famous advertising slogan, "Does she or doesn't she?" for Clairol in 1956, only hussies dyed their hair. The slogan took off, and women all over America believed Shirley's reassuring answer to that question. Hair color so natural only her hairdresser knows for sure. Within 10 years, almost 50% of them were coloring their hair. Shirley never used the word dye, bringing in about $100 million a year to Clairol, which owned half the market. Her agency, Foot, Cone & Belding, where she had once been the only female copywriter, had a lock on the Clairol business because of her. She turned millions of women into blondes with campaigns like, "Is it true blondes have more fun?" and "If I've only one life to live, let me live it as a blonde." I bumped into Shirley at a pro bono advertising event in 1983, about 15 years before she died. She was already well into her 70s, but her hair was defiantly blonde and coiled in braids on top of her head. She looked like a buxom mother figure from Fiddler on the Roof, Jewish peasant stock, which is exactly what she was. She waggled a finger at me, inviting me to join her in a corner of the booth she was manning. "I've always liked you, Jane, and you're becoming a great success, so I want to give you a piece of advice. It could make a big difference to you." I said I was all ears. "Get the money before they screw you, darling," she said, "before they screw you the way they screwed me." The official Foot Cone story is that they doubled Shirley's salary twice in the early days, but women copywriters were earning just pittances. Most women who were writers in the 50s and 60s recall that they were making between $35 and $50 a week, about half the salary of a male copywriter. On Mad Men, when Peggy Olson is promoted from secretary to part-time copywriter, she asks for a raise from $35 a week to $40. "That's 15%, warns her boss, the creative director. Account man Pete Campbell explains to his bride why they can't afford to buy an apartment. "I'm only making $75 a week," he says, but adds that he'll soon be making a lot more. Shirley could indeed have had her salary doubled, and she still wouldn't have been making what a man earned. Advertising was considered a glamorous field by scores of young women advancing on New York like lemmings, leaping from their secure ivy-covered heights into the world of Madison Avenue, completely unaware of what went on inside an agency.